The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Pat on this Monday morning. Good morning to you. Do you know that your smile can aid you? Gum disease, a loss of lip volume, and even the colour of your teeth can be just betraying how many years you've been on this planet. We are joined, I'm delighted to be here, with Ireland's tooth fairy, Dr. Brona Keane, for her tips and tricks on maintaining a youthful smile. What's the going rate for the tooth fairy? That's an unfair question. That's probably the key thing. But it's lovely to have you with us here, Brona. And your new clinic is just after opening.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just this week. So yeah, very exciting time.
Excellent. Yeah. And you've taken time from removing all the plastic wrappings to come in and talk to us today.
Yeah.
And people smile. It's an intergenerational thing. Teenagers now are more likely to have braces or to have some work that will kind of straighten their teeth than my generation, which was kind of let them grow and see what happens. So what has changed and why are we so particular now of making sure the kids' teeth turn out okay?
I actually love this question because it's kind of, I always think it's kind of come from America. So like everyone always over there has had like the perfect smile or like the Hollywood smile or whatever. And I know everyone wants to keep their individuality about themselves. But I think in England and Ireland, we've always been very conservative on our appearances and like it's almost vain to like look after yourself. But I think it's kind of more coming over as we get on that it's not actually a vanity thing. Like having a nice smile is going to boost your confidence. Like straight teeth is going to prevent gum disease. It's going to prevent cavities. And it's more than just like, oh, your one's getting her teeth done. She's so full of it. It's more just actually about like self-care and personal health and all these other things.
It's funny though, because there's getting your teeth done.
Yeah.
And there's getting your teeth done. And the Turkish smile, as I believe it is being described by many, is really everywhere at the moment. And it's not a good look.
Yeah, like I think that's also a funny topic as well, because it's a broad stroke. There's people that are really good at dentistry everywhere, and there's people that are bad at dentistry everywhere. But there is this look, yes, that has been coined as the turkey teeth, and it is kind of that, like, I like to kind of think of it as dental tourism more than the turkey teeth, just because it's basically when people are getting really good deals on their teeth with their holiday. And if you actually break it down, you're barely even covering the cost of the accommodation and the flights.
Some of them look like a piano, though. I mean,
they're tic-tac look.
Yeah, it's not good. No one has teeth that perfect.
I know, and like I think a lot of that is like their bulk bought or stuff like that, because they're not giving time for the lab to make them. So it's kind of a one size fits all situation. So people are going over and they're getting it done in a week. And like there's no way you could possibly do that with the technician, get all of that done to a high standard. So that's why you're getting that generic piano tic-tac look.
Yeah, it's not great. But I mean, if somebody comes into you now, what's the advice? What's the parameter for, well, you need to have some work done on that, or you're all right, just go home, floss. We'll give you a bit of whitening, you'll be grand.
Well, I think like the whitening is a really super treatment. It's super conservative in the sense that it's still your own teeth. Like I think what you really want to do when you're looking at getting your teeth done, I know like it can be very expensive, but like I think the teeth whitening is a really good place to start, because it can like knock like nearly 10 years off your smile by just having them whiter, and you're not interfering with the health of your teeth. So like if the full whack is not an option, really try to just stay conservative and save up to do more, something more in the future than going abroad on cheaper packages, because you're just risking the nerve of the tooth, the gums, all these other things that are unreversible, compared to if you build on it, get good foundations like a house and you just work on it, you're going to have like a nice smile and you're going to maintain it. And I think this is interesting, but like even, I mean, you can see my teeth now, but we're on the radio. So
I can verify, listeners, they are very nice teeth. And I mean that as a compliment more than anything else, Brona.
And I'm not trying to be vain, but I have actually contacted clinics abroad before and they've said that I need 20 veneers, and like I know
you need to, you do not. I'm telling you don't. I might need them because my mouth looks like it's been kicked by a donkey, but yours don't. But see, that's the problem. It depends on where you go, doesn't it?
So, but the point is, it's cheaper to get 20 veneers abroad, but I don't need 20 veneers. I probably maximum need straightening on my top teeth, but that's it. Like that is it. So it's cheaper here. If you actually look at it in that regard, you know, that kind of way.
The other thing about the shape of your mouth, because you, as we grow older, our faces change. You know, we might lose a little bit of weight. We might put on a bit of weight. And our lips, I mean, the one thing that people will always talk about is lips get very small, and that changes the structure of your mouth.
Yeah, so like loss of teeth is going to get the hollowing of the cheeks. The lips, as you say, are going to get small. You're going to get that little pursed lips. And then that can like have the bleeding lipstick effect and stuff. And that's because the muscle around your lips is actually getting stronger. So it's pulling your lips in, and then you're also losing the collagen in your lips. So you're losing that support as well. And then you're getting these small lips. So that's why sometimes people like for reversing the aging on their smile, a thing that you would look at is like putting a muscle relaxant into the outer, into the edges of your lips.
Is that's and a filler, for the want of a better expression.
It would be something like Botox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you
could tell I know nothing about any of these things.
You're not getting it on the slide, no.
Look at the wrinkles. No.
And, I'll sort you out, don't worry. And then the filler, which you mentioned there, is to replace volume. So that would be to replace that collagen lost in your lip. So like you don't want to be going around with just like lips stuck to your lip, your lips stuck to your face. It's just about like reversing that aging and giving you back what you already had.
Do people know when they come in what they want? Or do you, do people come in with misconceptions? So when they sit in the chair and they say, you know, give me Botox here, filler there, straighten that, whiten that. Yeah. And you have to go, actually, you know, that's not going to work. That's overkill. Let's try it this way.
Well, I think like what you'd always do in a consult is you want to find out what the person's concerns are. So rather than their treatments, because they're coming to you for your expertise. So you kind of try to divert them away from picking the treatments, and then you ask them what they know about the treatments, and then you explain the options back, and then they pick based on that. So it's kind of just working together based on their knowledge and your knowledge. But you'd always try to bring them back to all their options before them being like, I want this. Because generally when people want this, they've heard it from a friend, but they don't know, is that friend the exact same as them? Because a lot of the time people would come in and say, I want bonding. And I'm like, that's not an option for you just because your friend got it. So everyone's just individual. And it's just about like, it's great to do your homework, but also it is really important to hear your options.
Is age a barrier? Because, I mean, I'm sitting here now that the teeth in my mouth, those that have survived the last 48 years, you know, some of them are filled to within an inch of their life. Others are a little bit crooked. And I couldn't be bothered going into the stage. But I mean, would it be possible for someone who is older and whose teeth have been in through the wars to have work done that will preserve them, take years off them?
Yeah, like there's no age limit on the braces on any of it. But like even like I have people coming in their 70s getting their teeth straightened because that lip line is dropping. It drops about 7 millimeters with age. That lip line is dropping, so you're getting those bottom teeth more in show. And then they've got their daughter or son's weddings coming up, so then they're getting them straightened for that. Like, and a lot of time when people are younger and they're getting their teeth straightened, they're like, oh, you can't see my bottom teeth. But like then that's something that people come back to when they're older. So that's definitely not drawn out. Nothing's really drawn out. It's just like you might not want to sit in the chair as long, but like no treatment is not allowed.
Yeah. I suppose the last question I'll ask you is, how much of this is needed? I mean, medically, do we need to do any of this, or is it all cosmetic?
So the whitening is cosmetic. The braces is definitely, it's going to help your gums. It's going to help prevent cavities. Like the bonding on your teeth is actually going to benefit you, because if we're replacing, what bonding is, it's the addition of white filling material on the edges of your teeth, and it's just going to tidy up the edges of your teeth. So if you've worn them down from grinding, or if you've gone past that point and you can't get that addition of white filling material, you might have to go into crowns or veneers or whatever, but that's going to prevent your teeth from grinding right down to stumps, and then they're going to be unsalvageable. So that is, at least you're chipping that stuff than your teeth as it gets on. So like the only thing is whitening, but I mean you could argue there's a psychological component.
Well, I mean, we all feel better having just had a basic clean in the dentist. So I know, can imagine whitening does better, doesn't
a
it?
Super place to start is just getting your teeth cleaned. Like it makes such a difference.
I'm saluting my dentist who is going, that fecker hasn't been into me in about 2 years. Anyway, look, it's worth doing it. Ireland's Tooth Fairy, Dr. Brona Keane. What's the website if people want to look up your new clinic?
www.irelandstoothfairy.com.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Brona Keane.
Thank you so much.
As always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.